Coleman goes ahead of him. Houlihan's ball in. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. It's Brady for Ireland.
And how fitting that Ireland's man of the match, Robbie Brady, gets on the end of this, times his run to perfection, believes that the ball's going to come in at the right time. He trusts his teammate. He loves his teammate enough to know that he's going to put it exactly where he wants it. Not for the first time, Sirigu in absolute no man's land sends Ireland into absolute rapture.
Yep. 12:40 a.m. WSBC. Hey, this is the Hoolies Hoolie.
The lads.
Welcome. How about Bobby that?
Brady.
The lads, man.
Big win for Ireland.
Unreal. The biggest win in Irish football history, I would say.
I don't know. That's a stretch.
No, it's huge. It's the first time they've gone that far in that tournament, and it's big things happening for them.
What tournament is that?
And they beat the Italians.
That's the Euro 2016. That's the UEFA tournament. It's a big dog.
I'm going to have to remind my fellow friends from Elmwood Park that the Irish beat the Italians.
Oh, yeah. But I'll still be going to Johnny's. Yeah.
For sure. I got a beef in my fridge right now. Cold, hot,
doesn't matter. We're going to Johnny's in Ireland jerseys tomorrow, Bill.
They won't
I'll take you to the bars
it's
first.
It's just a bunch of Latin guys. They'll be like, what's the significance of this?
Oh, you like soccer?
That is very true.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Hoolies Hoolie. This is 12:40 a.m. With me, as always, is my brother Bill. I'm Patty Houlihan. Clay O'Brien is also on the mic. Thanks for joining us this evening.
Yeah.
Another Saturday in the books. I saw that Mike, our engineer, got faded up. He's got a nice new haircut.
Looking good.
That's one of the things I notice about people that have hair when they get haircuts.
You know, yeah.
Mike's like, oh my gosh.
We find a way somehow to talk about other people's hair every episode on this show.
Yeah, one of the producers brought that up, and now I'm just going to bring it up every episode.
Okay.
It's just it's part of the thing, right?
It's positive thinking.
Hair.
It is.
Yeah. I don't have that problem.
No, but you don't. You got a beautiful head of hair.
Thank you.
You do your own hair? You cut your own hair or what?
I do cut my own hair.
How do you do that? What's the?
I use clippers. I go into the garage.
Mm-hmm.
Put on some light
some
jazz.
Metallica.
Put on some early Metallica. Yeah. Do like, you know, 1,000 push-ups, and then I start cutting, yeah. Okay. I have a couple mirrors, so I've been doing it a long time.
It's kind of cut your hair. I got mirrors.
You know what I keep seeing
it's an art form. It really is an art form.
Who was it that told me? Oh, I was having lunch with a coworker of mine on Saturday afternoon.
Saturday, yeah?
Yeah, and we were talking about how I keep seeing all these young kids with the long hair on top and like totally shaved on the sides.
Yeah,
she called it the Macklemore. Who's that rap guy?
Yeah,
and I'm like, I don't know what to call that haircut. Is it like the 1920s
the unfinished cut?
Yeah.
No, that's it's a pompadour haircut with buzz sides.
Is that what it is?
It's like a
everywhere.
Euro. It's very Euro.
But now it's becoming like remember there was the urban frohawk?
Yes.
This style has replaced that, I think.
What was the urban frohawk?
The frohawk was awful.
How did that work? What was
No, was it a brohawk?
It was
answer your phone.
It was white guys.
Yeah, he always has his phone on every episode.
It was white guys with mohawks. More or less, I guess. No, but it was like
no. You had regular hair, but you just like you folded it in.
Yeah, you like pushed it from the sides.
A faux hawk. It was called a faux hawk.
A faux hawk.
Yeah, thank you, Clay. Yeah.
How about a bro hawk?
And then there was the frosty tips.
Frosty tips were like
it was big in like 98.
I never had those.
97.
Did you ever contemplate getting that done?
You know what else was another look the guys had were like seashell necklaces.
Frosty tips and seashells.
Whoa!
Came as a package deal.
We're talking about
for sure.
Let's not get into
or like a shark's tooth.
Let's not get into chokers.
There's still a guy somewhere.
We're talking about haircuts, first of all.
I know, but now I'm just kind of...
And you just veered off to seashell necklaces.
Or
and
like a shark.
Frosty tips.
Because he mentioned frosty tips, and obviously the other thing that went with that haircut was he always had like a shark tooth like hanging from his
you
neck.
Should, you
like,
should
was
bring like
the,
that back.
Was that a Backstreet Boys kind of thing, wasn't it?
I think Timberlake had something like that going on in NSYNC, too.
I think Matt Damon has frosty tips in Good Will Hunting, doesn't he?
He has like golden tips.
Golden tips.
What's the difference?
It's more subtle.
Golden tips.
No,
It's the Harvard version of frosty tips.
I never had frosty
like a good
tips.
Song.
I had golden tips.
Frosty tips with golden tips.
Frosty tips with golden tips.
Well, anyway, Mike, nice haircut. That's the end of that
we
segment.
We get off on a tangent sometimes.
Clay, how was your Father's Day?
It was wonderful.
Was it?
It truly was, yeah. You know, it was just filled with joy and happiness.
That sounds good.
Yeah, today
is the
actually,
most contrived answer I've heard of.
It's very general.
Yeah.
Today actually is my third wedding anniversary.
I was just going to bring that up.
So, congratulations.
And I really
my lovely
was.
Wife. It's been a fabulous 3 years.
Yeah. Congrats.
Thanks.
Two young children.
Yep.
Honeymoon's over, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Way over. Way over. We had a pizza from Hell's Pizza tonight.
Where's Hell's Pizza?
Over on Irving Park Road. Fantastic. Zah.
They got good pie, huh?
Oh, man. Amazing. I like them because their logo contains the Godfather hand and the strings.
Oh,
and,
like, yeah, kinda, yeah,
it's attached to the A and L's, you know. They sold me on that. They sold me on the packaging. And then I tasted the pizza, and it was outstanding. Actually, my neighbor, who's from Ireland.
Yeah.
When
he said
we,
they got hell of a Godfather pizza.
When
over.
We moved in, they ordered a pizza to our house the first night that we were there.
Oh, welcome to the
yeah,
hood, right?
And it was from Al's, and we were hooked up from that point on. So
very nice.
Shout out to Al's. Good stuff.
So, yeah, Father's Day is kind of a pizza day, isn't it? Dad doesn't have to cook.
We don't take it too seriously. Yeah, we just kinda, we kind of go with the flow. You know, I went over to my mom's house. You know, my dad passed over a year ago.
Yep,
so we
yeah.
Were there for mom and kind of had the kids
out.
Around, and it was good
because cool.
It was a nice day and all that. So.
Yep. Bill, you worked at Duffy's. I went and saw you.
I did a double.
Bill has no kids.
I don't have any kids,
no.
So I
Bill
don't
has
get
no life
as a father. Yeah, I have no life. Yeah, there's no life. No kids, nothing. Just work,
no
work,
kids,
work.
No
baseball.
Hair to talk about.
Yeah, no, the socks stink.
Socks stink, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's just these days, it's like, I guess all I can look forward to is chugging
Coors Lights.
The
Cavs just won the championship.
The Cavs won, yeah.
It can't get any worse.
Derek Rose, I watched the Cavs.
Derek Rose sleeps
it,
with the
Bill.
Fishes in Chicago. He gone.
Gone.
He gone.
Yeah, we'll get into that a little bit later. But Father's Day, I did. I worked over at Club Duffets in Forest Park.
Was there a lot of fathers trying to escape their families
over
there?
There were tons of them in there.
I'm sure.
There were actually, like, and I know this sounds bad, but there were, like, divorced fathers. Like,
yeah.
They're mm-hmm. like, yeah, we did our thing in the afternoon. Now it's time to have some cocktails.
Like my
and that's why they're divorced.
Yeah. Just like, and then, you know.
I got to get back to doing what caused my divorce.
My 15-year-old son just put me in a full Nelson. I gotta. I'm not going back.
A lot
there.
Of them had their sons with them. They were watching, obviously, the U.S. Open. Watch Dustin Johnson.
Dusty,
yeah, finally gets one off. Actually, everybody was more concerned with Wayne Gretzky's daughter, who he's married to.
Is that
she
like,
is
okay.
a smoke show?
Yeah, she is a smoke show. And there were lots of all
she
kinds.
She could probably play pretty good hockey too.
There were lots of crude comments made after. He won.
Yeah, the great one.
And it was a lot of fun to be around that audience, you know, especially, and then LeBron wins, you know, so
yeah.
We were rooting, though, for LeBron. The bar just, like, by the third quarter, everyone
LeBron
was
won
rooting.
America's heart.
He did.
He truly did.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he did. If he wouldn't have come back from Miami, everyone would still hate him, but he did kind of prove that he was sorry for that.
And then
move.
Earlier in the afternoon on Sunday, I want to give a shout-out to our old good pal, T.J. Hefner. His son
yep.
was baptized. Mm-hmm. I worked that. That was kind of cool. T.J. and his sister, Melissa, and her husband, Colin, they have a son. And then his, who was the third? Oh, and then his sister, Rachel, who's married to our other pal, Luke Graham.
Right.
They had three babies all get baptized together, so congratulations
wow.
to the whole Hefner clan.
The trinity of baptisms.
Yeah, three young men becoming members of the Catholic faith on Father's Day. And I went and I got to the hotel in the afternoon to bartend this thing. I didn't know who it was for. I walk in, and the banquet manager's
five
like...
Five bald guys are
like,
coming at you.
Yeah, they're like, this is yep. the Hefner clan's coming in here. And I went, oh, man, I'm going to get my ass worked, excuse my language, my butt worked tonight.
Yeah.
And no drinking. And then I talked to my brother Ooh. Sitting next to me, and he goes, they did that the night before.
Yeah.
I bartended that.
Not the Hefners. The Grahams were out the
oh,
night
okay.
before.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's contagious.
Yeah. But other than that, I saw Dad. Dad came and saw me at Duffy's.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave him bought him a few Guinnesses.
Yeah, I popped in right after that. I went over to
Dad's
house.
How was your Father's Day? Thank you for asking.
You're
by
welcome.
The way.
Yeah, it was nice.
Very polite.
I went to a what the heck is that? A wedding, an engagement party.
Sweet.
Yeah, for my wife's friend Amy and her husband to be Jake Riley.
Yeah,
he's the son of Rick Riley of Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, very cool.
Good
very,
Irish family.
Yeah, good guy. Went to that. It was lovely. It was at the Amy's house, Amy Reynoso. That
nice.
Is in Oak Park.
Sure.
And then and they had what a spread, man.
Yeah, what did they have?
Tacos.
Ah,
oh, nice.
But they had like professional taco makers. You know what I mean?
Cool. They had on the spot tacos.
They had chefs. Yeah. Professional taco
they
makers.
They didn't go grab a bag of soft shells from Taco
Dad,
Bell.
How come we can't be like them? I mean, they got professional taco makers at their parties.
Yeah.
I got a bag of soft shells for you.
Anyway, that was lovely, and then I went over to my mom's house, and my mom made sausage sandwiches for my dad and I.
Beautiful.
And they were fire, to tell you the truth. We hung out there.
Outstanding.
That means they were good.
And then, yeah, exactly.
Did you have both kids with you?
I did.
Okay.
And then we ate, and Dad said, "All right, it's been good. Happy Father's Day. Now get out, drive
nuts."
All right. And then I went back home. And then I went and I saw you, and I had a couple of Captain Morgan and Diets sitting there. Dad had just left.
Just missed him.
And we watched the Bulls, or not the Bulls.
LeBron.
Yeah. I can't believe I just called them the Bulls.
They're the farthest thing.
Because he's reminding you of Jordan. He's been
They're
to
the
six
farthest
years.
Thing you know from the Bulls.
You know
right
why?
Now.
Because there was a guy in there. It was Liam Mahoney, actually. And he goes, "You watch the NBA?" You know, screaming at the NBA. Turn this garbage off.
Yeah.
He wanted to hear, like, Dirty Old Town or something like that.
Yeah. He misses the NBA of the 70s.
They I don't know if anybody remembers.
Well, no, they had been. Those guys at a hall had been in there watching the golf all day. So they got. I think by the time the NBA came on, they were a little bit tuned up. And
watching the golf will do that to you, won't it? Just amp you up.
Yep.
Those guys
riled up.
Well, those guys. There's a whole crew that goes into Duffy's that play a Sunday round. It's like six guys that play a round every Sunday.
I'm still waiting for like the Andrew Dice Clay of golf.
He's got a new
appear.
Show.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
I want like the real like on rebel time. Golfer to come up. You know, like
you
total punk.
They made a movie about that. It was
no,
called
no,
Happy
worse
Gilmore.
Than worse than him.
You want to do worse
John
than
John Daly. John
yeah,
worse.
There you go.
Worse than John Daly. Daly. Oh, now we're stretching it, man.
Like Keith Richards playing golf.
Well, the guy was just like bombed the whole time. Yeah.
It's cigarette dangling.
Well, if the only thing Keith Richards would need to win himself a major, Clay, is a tummy full of McCann's.
Oh, you bet he would, man.
I'm sure he eats it, actually.
He might, you know. I'm sure he's had it. It's wonderful oatmeal. And
oatmeal.
That's what he sounds like when he has a mouthful of oatmeal.
Exactly.
He's definitely a discriminating oatmeal lover.
This show sponsored by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We're going to go to a quick commercial break and be back after these messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, "Your rubbish is our bread and butter." So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Yep, your rubbish is their bread and butter. You got a garbage issue, call the Flood Brothers. They'll come over, pick it up
for you. Scoop it up.
So I guess now that Ireland has won in advance, we got to go and start watching these games somewhere.
You do.
Yeah.
I mean, last Saturday I was talking to Ali Mooney and Vince. Vinny Casey. And they went down to Fado on, I think it was Sunday morning. But I don't know if that – did Ireland play on Sunday morning? I don't think they did.
It doesn't matter. They always have football.
Oh, no, they did.
Oh, yeah.
They said it was crazy down there.
That's hardcore. That's for the true fan. That's...
Yeah, but you know what? I was talking to somebody. I said, you know, I don't know. I said
– just come to my house and watch it.
Well, on the northwest side, I'm sure there's plenty of bars that have the Euro.
Bring some Egg McMuffins over.
Egg McMuffins?
Sure. Yeah.
Those are Irish. McMuffins.
Exactly. But out on the west side, like, you know, there's no bars to go and watch this kind of stuff. It kind of stinks for the Irish American or even the Irish.
A lot of bar owners are cheapskates. They want to order the.
Yeah, it's
expensive. Well, from what I've heard you have to pay. It costs, if you're going to do it, like on a yearly thing and get the Gaelic football and this, like, whole package, it costs the bar on the upwards of like $6,000 for the whole year.
Right.
Which is like, whoa.
Yeah, that's why you'll never get a fight there, any of that.
Exactly. But I guess at a place like Fado, I mean, they make that back. And
you see different kinds of fights
there. Three afternoons, you know, they'll make that money back, and then they got it for the rest of the
year. Well, they're playing, they're going to play France now.
Right. And remember,
come over and watch it.
We got,
bring me my Alpines you owe me for.
All right, I'll do that.
What was that for?
What did we lose? The Super Bowl bet.
That was like 6 months ago.
I'm like 10 Alpines in debt to you right now.
Yeah. But we got no France. Remember, we lost. Ireland lost to them on the header the last time the Euro was around.
Yeah, I know.
And I think it was the qualifier to get in, and we got you know.
And now Ireland just.
This is really a good sport. Been a good sports here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the Cavs story. You know, that's a good story.
And you know what else I'm looking forward to? I was talking to a lot
of
people.
Truly, I mean, wait, hold on. Back up here for a minute. What is the Cavs story? What's the story of the Cavs?
They haven't won a championship.
The story of Cleveland is
they hadn't won a championship since, like, what, the 60s?
60 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You just hate on Cleveland, man.
But they've been
hate on Cleveland.
They've been
asking.
Close a lot of times, and they've seemed to let it slip away in the last minutes.
Right.
Like
the Indians, the Cleveland
John
Indians.
John Elway went 100 yards on them to win the Super Bowl.
That's right.
The AFC Championship.
What was it, Mesa? On the Indians? There was an airmaid or something.
Mesa?
Jose Mesa.
They lost, and then the you know, the Browns. Geez, with their luck, they got Johnny Manziel.
All right, So Cleveland's had some bum.
And
luck.
Not only that, but no NBA team had ever come back from a 3-1 deficit.
That is amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah,
I got to give
to
that.
Win the championship. So no, that was
that reminded me of the Red Sox coming back on the Yankees.
Right,
same deal.
Yeah, but it's the NBA.
Impressive stuff. Right.
Yeah.
They're not trying. They're not playing 100%.
I was talking about I know what I was getting excited about is that when Ireland is going to come here, Team Ireland, the rugby team is going to play the All Blacks in November.
Yeah, that'll be huge.
That's going to be so cool, man. I was talking to some guys from Ireland. I mean, they got family coming in for this. It's going to feel like you're at Croke Park, I would hope.
You know
I mean, the
it's
environment.
Be nuts.
You know,
you're going to get headbutted about 100 times.
But, are you going to wear your red shirt?
You should wear your Ohio State shirt.
I always get teased on this show. These guys just tearing me to shreds about whatever I'm wearing all the time. He looks like one of the Beastie Boys. He's got an Adidas jumpsuit on. And the other guy is in like a $5 plaid shirt that he got at Marshall's or, you know, Target.
Clay called my shirt a Mr. McAlinden shirt.
Yeah,
today.
Mr.
He goes,
McAlinden.
Oh, you have your Mr.
He
McAlinden
was our
8th
grade
shirt.
English teacher, just for everyone out there.
Yeah. It is like kind of a Mr. Mac shirt.
You should be diagramming sentences somewhere.
Yes. Diagramming English sentences.
Subject, object, direct object.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All that
what
nonsense.
Is the direct object
all that useless,
of this show?
Useless nonsense.
I guess the direct object of this show is fashion.
This segment,
lack of fashion.
Because, Bill, you were I did call you earlier this week. I said, I'm going to start.
Yeah, you did.
Clay, I've made this
declaration. We should wear suits to the show every week.
Well, that would make the show professional.
Yeah.
I'll bring a briefcase, too, with some stuff and some pens in it.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. I could get into that.
All right.
I called Bill earlier this week because I've made a declaration to my family and everybody that I know.
Mm-hmm.
I've decided that I'm going to start wearing shorts again.
Congratulations.
And it's only been, 15 years?
Probably longer.
I wore shorts the other day. Someone was like, I've never seen you in shorts. They were astonished.
I don't think I've seen you in shorts in a long time either.
I'm not starting anytime soon.
Yeah.
You're done? You're off
the
shorts?
No, I do wear them here and there.
like to do yard work and stuff like that.
I remember in college.
Or if I have no clean pants.
I remember we got into college. Matt Rogus was one of my, he's now a Chicago police officer, but he was my college roommate at Marquette. And his mom had bought him like these beautiful polo shorts and everything. and he turned to me and he goes, I'm never wearing these. And I was like, can I wear them? And he was like, you can have them. And I was just overjoyed. And then I understood
he
why.
He hasn't shown his legs
he
since
had
he was
the
like
whitest Irish legs you've ever seen in your life. And it was like, oh,
yeah,
man.
He had chicken
I think
legs.
Irish guys are self-conscious about their legs. I don't know why.
No,
I don't think about it. I don't
know about that.
I don't care.
I have track star legs.
Well, then you should be wearing lots of nice butt huggers all day.
Yeah, I want those shorts from like the 80s, you know, with the single white stripe down the side.
Yeah.
Get some of those going.
So what do you, I mean, like, so you, okay, so you
so
met the
plan?
Declaration.
What's your plan?
Yeah, what is it?
I decided it was real hot.
Now, are you an underwear guy or are you skipping that
I'm
whole
boxers.
Process?
I wear boxers.
Okay. Now, boxers and shorts, a lot of, you know.
I know, there's some movement there.
Yeah.
You can't go shorts and nothing, though, because if God forbid.
Yeah, right.
You get caught.
Yeah.
You know, somebody looking up your shorts, you never, you know.
That
could
or
be terrifying or traumatic experience
you
for
you. You
could
have a bad egg somewhere and it's bye-bye.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Yes.
So what happened? You got some shorts? No, you called me. Finish your story.
Well, I've decided that I'm going to start wearing shorts again.
What prompted this? You were hot.
I was hot. Okay. I was hot.
And you looked down and you said, why am I wearing pants?
Yep.
You said, there's got to be another way.
Like, that's exactly right.
So
it's exactly right. What it's
so you Googled
shorts.
I Googled like shorts. Alternative to pants. What are pants alternatives?
Okay, and what came up?
This strange thing called shorts.
All right, yeah. Great.
Now,
did you go and investigate this in person?
Yeah, I didn't have any. I
went
started rifling through the old drawers. There's got to be a pair of shorts around here, you know?
Yeah.
And I found a pair. Seersucker, mind you. Very nice.
Wow.
And I threw those on, and boy, it was like...
They look good on
it
you.
It was comfortable.
Now, you used to be a shorts and a white Bucks guy.
Yes.
That was in high school.
Yeah, I had like kind of a Pat Boone.
And you hung out in the
going.
Woods most of the time, so you ended up getting mud on everything.
Yeah, very
including
true.
Including your legs and mosquito bites.
Uh-huh.
So that's maybe why you ended the shorts reign.
Could be. Other than the fact that I looked like a 65-year-old singer.
Yeah, they do make you kind of look old.
They make you look like a Cub fan.
Or like a country club guy. Yeah.
You know? So you call me on the phone and you go, Bill.
Yeah, I said, hey, man, I'm thinking I'm going to start wearing shorts again.
What was your response?
He was
like, okay, yeah, sure.
What took you so long?
Welcome to the jungle, buddy.
Yeah.
I said, I have a wife and children now. I'm not concerned or self-conscious about my legs.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You're taken, so
yeah.
You're not showcasing anything.
Yeah, well, I'm not worried about my legs. You know, I can wear shorts
I'm comfortable
again.
With my legs now.
So anyway, I said, Bill, where can I get some shorts?
Uh-huh.
Do you have any old shorts I can have?
He goes, do you have any old shorts I can have?
He
and
said,
I was
you
like,
ever
no,
heard of
they're mine,
the store?
Yeah.
Bill is the store. This guy shops on eBay.
We're 36 years old, and he's like, look, he's like, hey, you got any hand-me-downs? And it's like, hey, what are you talking about, man? No.
Because I'm not a rich man, and my children, every dollar I spend is on their clothes.
So he gave you a couple pair of Umbros?
No.
I gave him. I gave this guy some shorts to borrow when he went to Mexico. It took me like 8 months to get them back.
Yeah, I wore shorts in Mexico.
I'm buying Umbros tonight.
I took that back.
There you go. Those are some good sleepwear, those Umbros.
Some bum around
Umbros. So he goes, Bill, where can I get some? You know, and I'm like. Well,
stores.
I said,
just walk outside.
I was like, go to Burlington Coat Factory. Go to
don't they sell coats there?
Go to Kohl's.
If you're gonna
should it be Burlington Shorts Factory?
No, he said you want to get cheap shorts.
Should we go to a shorts specialist?
Go to that coat factory. They got cheap shorts there.
That just probably threw you for a loop. Then you
actually,
probably just
it did.
Thought
I was
about
like, what?
Aborting this whole mission.
Yeah. So I went to I didn't even make it to Burlington.
I'm a discount shopper, so I know all these spots.
I want to know how this ends.
It ends at the lovely place Goodwill.
Nice.
No, come on. Yeah. Again?
So you're
because
wearing
you
that
gotta check.
Shirt.
You gotta check Goodwill before you go somewhere else. I go, let me just go check Goodwill, see what they got.
All right.
Before I go spend $40.
And what did they have?
They had a beautiful pair of khakis.
Just one.
One pair. That's all I needed. Fairway Green. It's a golf brand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice.
From the 70s.
Tags still on them.
Oh, wow. Okay. There you go.
Flat front, no stains. Poof. $6.
Oh, so then you were a happy camper. There you go.
Very happy.
So
you and pair. You know what? Somebody got a job because I bought those shorts. You know, that's what they tell you.
Oh, right. Really?
Every time you shop at Goodwill, you're creating a job.
And then you took the other $3 and bought that shirt you're wearing with it, right?
I did.
I love it. It's yeah, very probably. Comfortable. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it looks
so
like.
So you got your shorts.
I got my shorts. I got my shorts and a few shirts.
Yeah.
Bunch of stuff.
And now have you worn these shorts yet? Out in
public? I wore them around the house last night
you
a little bit.
You didn't go outside yet?
I got some
not
chocolate.
Ready for that?
I ate a Dove bar and I got chocolate on them.
Of course. Geez. Ruined already.
Oh, yeah, it didn't take long.
Yeah.
But okay. I said, ah, they're shorts.
You know what?
That's why I don't let you borrow my clothes.
Here's my advice. Just take it slow.
Take it slow with the shorts?
Yeah, maybe go outside for a little bit next time.
Yeah.
And then when you're ready, get in the car, maybe drive around. You can go out in public.
Do you have a bathing suit?
Yeah, but I don't go swimming very often.
I know.
It's kind of I take that back. I take my daughter swimming. But I don't go swimming for myself.
That's an athletic event. So you're supposed to show
this
your
guy
advice.
Took his daughter to the Forest Park pool last
I wore
summer.
Pants to the pool, in the pool.
You did not.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
He had...
It'd be great if I just had shirtless with khakis.
I see guys in my
swimming
neighborhood.
Swimming in khakis.
I see guys from, you know, the old country in my neighborhood, and they're on the treadmill at the fitness place. It's like jeans. Jeans and like, you know, an old like Fila sweatshirt.
Yeah. They're
like speaking of that, putting in mileage. I just saw a thing on GN News this morning. Obviously, we're recording here on Wednesday and the radio audience is listening on Saturday. But I saw a thing. Some guy just broke a world record, ran a half marathon in dress shoes. See that?
Wow. Penny loafers or what?
I'll have to look it up. I mean, it was like, you know, I was half asleep. I was getting ready to get in the shower and I was like, what? Guy wore dress shoes?
What's the purpose of that?
I guess just say that he ran a half marathon in dress shoes.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's a good thing to claim. You know what? So, for me, making the advance to shorts brings to the topic of this. This week it's Tech Week in Chicago. Did you know that?
Oh, no, yeah.
So, it doesn't get any more tech than wearing shorts, does it?
Nope.
You know, I work at a tech startup called Payline. It's
yeah,
a
we know.
Processor.
Payline.
Yeah. Got to plug my brand, man.
Sure.
Can you
wear shorts in the office?
Yes.
That's nice.
They just started allotting that.
That's why you called, like, getting nice shorts.
Yeah, that was part of my thought.
You
want to
be a team player.
I want to wear shorts. I just want to be so tech. I got to get my shorts. And if I'm going to become the next Bill Gates, it's got to be done without pants.
Bill Gates has never worn shorts in his whole life.
Probably not.
Never. He is terrified.
No, he probably
shorts.
Had a pair on, bros.
No, I take that. No, he's worn plenty of shorts.
Him and Jobs were developing.
He's got a pair of $4,000 on, bros.
Sure.
There's diamonds in them.
Diamond Umbros.
The strings are made of.
You know what they call Diamond Umbros?
What?
Dumbros. Anyway, it's Tech Week. You guys ever heard of Tech Week? You ever go to it?
I don't know, but I want to smash my phone off.
Only from what you've told me about Tech Week. Yeah.
What is it? People pitch their tech ideas to people?
Yeah, it's cool. It's at the Merchandise Mart. It's at a bunch of different... So now they obviously do it in Chicago, Detroit, Toronto, Kansas City, New York, Miami, Dallas, Los Angeles, and Paul Verhoeven's basement. But anywho, you can go and meet all these other tech enthusiasts and...
check out the new gadgets.
It's not only that, but it's more like, hey, if you have some sort of bizarre million-dollar idea...
Like the electric tie rack.
What is it?
The electric tie rack.
Oh, okay.
It's been invented.
Yeah, it's done. Great idea when they started it, though. Worked out. You can go and pitch some VC guys with capital, network, meet them.
Sure.
I'm having a ball.
Yeah.
To tell you the truth, I've been going to some of these events, and it reminds me when I first had a passion for making films.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the same sort of excitement and energy you feel when you go to a film festival.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know, and everybody's there talking about new gadgets and ways to rule the world, you know, and all the...
Everyone's got a faux hawk.
So it's already... What's the name of your company? Widget.
So
what's it do?
So what you're telling me is it's already begun.
Yeah, it's going on. So there's cool stuff. I encourage our listeners to go, you know, log on to techweek.com and check it out and see what the events
are going on. Pitch
your idea. Go down there. Pitch your ideas.
Where it's at the Merchandise Mart?
Yeah, they have the exposition at the Merchandise Mart that's already over with. But let me see if I can pull up here what Saturday's events are. Bill, do you have any technological ideas that you're thinking about that could change the world?
I'm not willing to share them over the airwaves right now.
Oh, you don't have any satirical ones or fun ones? Listen to the names of these the names of the stuff that happens at Tech Week. Yeah. The Nerdery Night. It's at the West Loop, Wednesday official networking event. So the networking event is called Nerdery Night.
Uh-huh.
Like that.
Uh-huh.
Let me just pull up here what we got going on Saturday.
Which would be tonight. I mean, Saturday would be, they can't go because it's over. The listening audience is right now. It's Saturday night, man.
Oh, yeah. Forget it.
Yeah, you're listening, man.
You'll have to wait till next year's Tech Week.
Yeah.
It looks like Tech is biting you in
the butt. Excited about it. We understand this. Mm-hmm. But other than that, yeah.
I'm becoming anti-tech.
Why?
Honest with you, because it's bumming me.
How's it bumming you? You used to cheer for Y2K. Remember when that was about to go down?
I was bummed when it didn't go down.
I know.
I wanted it all to come to an end, a crashing halt.
Let's go back to
I just remember
buggies.
When you used to, you know, turn the TV on and just change the channel, pick what you want. Now you got it, you know, you got the guide, and then it goes out when it trickles a little rain, and you can't watch anything.
No, we used to watch the Box. Was that the name
box.
Of the channel?
Yeah, Channel 13.
It was like an offshoot of MTV.
It was better than MTV, I thought, because you could pick which videos. It was like a jukebox.
Yes.
So you bought the songs. They ran across the bottom, and you were like, oh, number 625.
Yeah.
Belle Biv DeVoe, I want that, you know?
Yeah.
And you call and you order it and they played it for you. It might take 3 hours, but it comes on and be like, that's the one I ordered. There's no way they would play that without me ordering it.
Yeah.
It was a scam. But anyway, it was around for a while. I think it was a local. I barely got it. Like, it just came in, barely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I could hear the songs, but I could rarely watch the videos.
Yeah.
Which was kind of not.
I met with a guy earlier this week. He's got
a pitch jukebox TV to him?
No, he's got a. He has. You know what? That's not a bad idea.
Jukebox TV.
On-demand jukebox TV, huh?
I like that.
Someone's doing it. No, this guy's name is Colin Keeley. He's got a podcast called Tech in Chicago that's taken off.
Okay.
We talked to him and brought him into Payline because we were interested in doing some cross-marketing with him. Pretty interesting how he started his podcast. Sheer stones, as you can say. He just calls up founders and says, tell me your story, you know? So you should come on the Hooli Sooli. We'll tell you all about our million-dollar radio enterprise that we have going on here. I could play a song.
We got to get into religious broadcasting. Yeah. That's where the big bucks
are.
Oh,
you want to play a song?
I could, because you know what? So as we've been batting around the idea of doing a tech podcast for where I work, we have one of my coworkers, Steve Blattlinger, is like, we got to get a podcast going, you know, and brand it.
That's what everybody
says. Yeah, I know. And I said, well, I give the perfect song to open it up.
Yeah.
And now, obviously, because we are on the radio here, we have the rights to play.
We don't need a podcast. We're on the radio.
Well, we have the rights to play music, not licensed music, you know. If you're in a podcast, you got to get the support. And he said, oh, you got to call up the Trumpfios. And I'm speaking of Pulsars, Clay, one of our favorite groups of the 90s.
Unknown group.
And Bill, do you remember their big hit?
Silicon Teens are from England?
No.
Close.
That was one of their songs. Silicon Teens are from England. No, it was called Technology.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The song. And I'll have to pull it up here in just a moment.
Boy, you're going to really throw the listening audience, especially the Irish people out there, when they hear this song. They're going to be like, what is this?
Why? Why would that? This is all true.
Yeah.
Everything they say in this song is true.
Okay.
You're not a big technology enthusiast?
I'm a huge technology enthusiast. I think, you know what, everything with technology.
I'm huge. I got an iPad.
No,
I got an iPhone.
I think that but when technology isn't, you know, infused within business on new levels, there's always growing pains. And
boring.
Yeah.
And that obviously, you know, for everyone that's involved in business, everybody doesn't like change right off the bat.
Do you think robots will take over eventually?
No, I hope not.
They're talking about that. You know,
who's they? The CIA.
People. No, they said I read.
Do you think
there'll
ever be a RoboCop?
Yeah.
Fully operational RoboCop?
What do you think drones are? I absolutely think there's going to be a full RoboCop someday.
You're safe with me,
Murphy. Murphy. That's why I mentioned Paul Verhoeven at the top of the show. He's the originator of Tech Week. Do we want to hear Pulsars?
Sure. Go ahead. Play it, man.
This is the Trumpfield brothers. They later became producers for Wilco. All right.
This song is kind of a premonition.
They have a studio called King Size Studio that was in Wicker Park. Now they're in L.A., and Dave Trumpfield is a very well-known engineer. But this song was called Technology, and it was a pseudo-hit in the 90s. Here we go.
Just a fishbowl in my bedroom.
technology. That's the Pulsars.
Yeah.
That album is out of print for all of you that would hope to find it someday.
Get it on YouTube.
It was from Elmo Records.
Elmo.
You can get it on YouTube. There's a big thing going down on YouTube. Taylor Swift is trying to shut it off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she doesn't want... essentially, they want YouTube to start paying... I believe YouTube is licensed to already play most of the music, but for the most part, she wants to start cracking down on all the music sharing that's going
She's
on.
She's terrible.
You don't like Taylor Swift?
No.
You like T-Swift?
I don't like any of that.
She's all right. I think she's nice on the eyes. What do you think?
I don't really care.
You don't care about T-Swift?
No, I care about Guns N' Roses, who I was just talking about.
Way better than T-Swift.
They're going to be here next Friday in Chicago.
Way more influential than
T-Swift. I just got an email from a close friend that we all did. And he's like, I'm going to Guns N' Roses. And he's coming in from L.A. And I'm like,
yeah, Fleming's coming in.
I didn't realize that all these guys were going to Guns N' Roses. I guess I got to get a ticket now.
Yeah, so. Get in there. It's a historic event.
It just sounds
like
it's going to be
hold
insanity.
Hold the phone. I thought you said you already had a ticket. You've been talking about this
for weeks. I have one that I can get lined up for Sunday. Justin O'Brien is going to sell me one of his tickets for Sunday.
You got to go
if I want to go. But now I'm like, maybe I'd rather just go to Friday night's show.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that the show you're going to, Clayton?
Yes, it is.
Who is opening? Is AC/DC is not playing with them, right?
No. In a dream world, that would happen where Axl came out with AC/DC and then finished with Guns N' Roses.
The thing is, you got to hope Axl comes out. If he gets a warm pop, he'll leave. Like, I'm leaving. I'm out of here. I'm done.
Yeah. GNR original members. Who are they, Clay? Steven Adler.
Steven Adler on drums. We had Izzy Stradlin on guitar. We have Duff McKagan on bass.
Slash.
We have Dizzy Reed on piano and Slash and Axl.
Yeah. Dizzy Reed's an original member. I thought he came around on like the sort of Use Your Illusion 2 stuff.
He's an original member because he's the first keyboard they've ever really used a lot of.
He was in LA Guns too, I think.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. He's great. He's really good. But Steven Adler will not be present.
No, he had a stroke.
They have Matt Sorum who was replaced
from the Cult.
Who's awesome.
Who is awesome.
And so I don't think Izzy will be there either. He might be. I don't know.
There could be a special surprise. No, I from what I've heard, Stradlin will not be there.
Right.
But I did hear that you might find
the big deal is Slash and Axl being on stage together.
Yeah,
that's all anybody wants to see. Yeah, because it's really a kind of a long time coming type of thing.
Now I know we're more than a week away, but any fireworks? I had a buddy of mine just come up to me and he goes, hey, I'm going to get fireworks, man. Let me know if you need some.
Yeah, I'm not really into fireworks.
And I was like, wait, what?
Oh, for the 4th of July, you mean?
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to Indiana. I'm going to get some hat sticks.
There's guys on my block. They set off fireworks on like February 9th. It's just like fireworks show in the alley.
Yeah, just to do it.
Crap,
I remember
everybody.
When we got here from Chicago in 1985, we were
you
in
You mean from New York City?
Yeah. We were. My dad was renting a house on 74th Court. In Elmwood Park, and we were here for the 4th of July, and actually, no, we...
Elmwood Park in the 80s was 4th of July heaven.
It was, man.
Firework
guys, IROC
heaven.
Z's ripping down the block, you know. But
paint taps.
Yeah. IROC Z.
But we got here in August.
Ripping down the block.
We got here in August of 85, so this would have had to have been in July of 86, was our first ever 4th of July experience, obviously for me and you, Pat, because we had just been in New York City, kind of sheltered to that whole suburban 4th of July,
Yeah, we never witnessed any of that.
And it was like, what? It was like, it felt like you were in, Vietnam.
It
was like, what's going on here, man? I mean, it just was like everybody was blowing off firecrackers everywhere. I remember, and my dad was so adamant, don't ever do that stuff. You're going to blow your fingers off and all that stuff. Sure enough, somebody always blows their finger off, obviously. But I remember he was like, we were fascinated by the little toy. He would buy some of the real cheap ones, like a smoke bomb or bottle rocket.
What are those called? Sprinklers?
Remember the snakes? You would light those things. Like, there was those. But, I mean, at Elmwood Park, it was half sticks,
my
quarter sticks, Roman candles. I mean, they had the real stuff.
That was around
this time, 1986.
Beautiful year.
And then right after... They found the Spilatros.
And right before, Appetite for Destruction.
And right before Appetite. So that was a wild summer. The Spilatros has been 30 years.
Wow.
I just saw that the other day since they were
I just watched the thing on John Gotti last night. What a creep that guy was.
Yeah.
He was awful.
But speaking...
moving on.
Speaking of...
He destroyed the mob. He ruined the whole thing single-handedly.
But speaking of 4th of July and fireworks, do you remember we were at... I think it was... We were in Joe Healy's... Joe Healy, pal of ours growing up, lived in Elmwood Park.
Elmwood Park
St. Vincent's guy, Fenwick guy, Notre Dame grad, too.
The Irish guy in Elmwood.
He was.
Half.
Yeah, and we were over at his house partying. I don't know where his mom and dad were, but there was a guy that, like, now they were doing a fireworks show on the block. There's always the guy on the block who's like, I'll run the fireworks show, and he goes out and spends $1,000 on it.
He's got a gold rope chain on.
Yeah, he thinks he's going to put on this amazing
Stand back! Stand back!
But there was this
His girlfriend's
guy.
Name is Tiffany.
Wait. And then this guy.
Tiffany, get the wick.
Wait, Tiffany,
get the
where's wick. My lighter?
A guy shows
hold
up.
Hold the wick.
A guy shows up.
Tiffany, hold the wick.
Hey.
Tiff.
A guy shows up in a red Mustang convertible. Like beautiful brand new Mustang convertible.
Yeah.
And it had it had white leather seats. And I remember we were like out
Italian on, flag on the back.
We were out on Healy's like front porch drinking beers. And this guy like pulls up too close. He wants everyone to see how awesome he is with his car. And he, like, walks up, and, you know, he's, like, watching the fireworks show. And all of a sudden, like, I don't know if it was a rubbing candle or whatever, like, flew into his car. And then, like, 20 minutes go by, and all of a sudden we look over, and there's smoke coming out of this guy's car. This guy's car is on fire. Like a firecracker. I never laughed harder
Tiffany,
in my life.
Tiffany, hold the wick! Tiffany, go get a bucket of water.
Good but, Lord.
Yeah, 4th of July coming up. Don't burn your fingers out. Or
I'll be in Wisconsin.
Don't burn your fingers out. No,
don't burn your fingers out. I'll be in Wisconsin, and even one of like the cousins of
hugs and kisses on the way to Wisconsin.
Always
another Pulsar song.
One of the cousins of my wife's family is like, I'm bringing up like a crate of fireworks. We're gonna shoot them off the pier. I'm like, this is awful.
The funny
this
thing is, nobody
bad.
Ever decides to do that sober, right?
No,
Hey, let's get the fireworks out. It's like after you've had 9 beers, you're like,
this
hey,
will be the year I teach.
Let's blow something up.
I'll teach Brendan about fireworks, though, and how dangerous they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't touch that stuff.
Get away. Let the professionals handle it.
But even when the professionals do it, something goes wrong.
Like he'd been doing it for 30 years. Blew his right arm right off.
Right. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Never happens to these guys.
I know. Did you ever play with sparklers as a kid?
Yeah, but even those are really
those
dangerous.
Are dangerous.
Those are like 2,000 degrees.
I know.
So we talked about 4th of July. Now, I know we opened the show with a little bit of sports, but I do want to mention Derrick Rose traded from the Chicago Bulls.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. An end of an era here in Chicago.
What era?
Well, I don't guess you know. I mean, I don't think it was a
tech era.
Injury era.
Well, Bulls can anybody remember a homegrown kid being, you know, the number one draft pick in any professional sport, coming to his hometown city, winning an MVP, and then just crumbling? I mean, now,
LeBron
you know,
James, but then he came back and won a championship.
This is true, but it did, I mean, in Chicago, we didn't get the opportunity to win a championship with Derrick Rose, which is kind of saddening. I wish him well in his career as he goes.
You have to
New
understand,
York.
Though, it wasn't his choice.
No, he was traded.
He was a very emotional. I heard that he didn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he didn't want to leave.
Yeah, I read that too. That Ryan.
But if he said if he did want to leave, he wanted to go there
to the
because
Knicks.
He knows he'll be a star there, and he's still got that big city. Type of feel, you know.
I also want to congratulate Patrick Kane in the Chicago Blackhawks. He was
did Kaner win the MVP?
He won the MVP.
Nice.
Of the National Hockey League. And then I also want to say Artemi Panarin. Yes, he also won Rookie of the Year for the Chicago Blackhawks.
Wow.
So the future looks good for the Chicago Blackhawks, even though we didn't do it.
Can any of those guys play basketball?
That'd be nice.
Talk about it.
Actually, you know what's funny is that Kane and Derrick Rose, I believe, live on the same floor. Of the Trump Towers.
Really?
Yeah, they both have like condos.
Not anymore, they don't.
They have good taste. They know exactly where they should be living. It's beautiful there.
Bill, nice
you know who built that? My friend Bill Rancic.
No.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
He was on The Apprentice. He's got big teeth, and he's married to a woman named Juliana DePondi, who's on the E! Channel.
He serves very small portions of food at his restaurant.
He's a real nice guy in real life. I highly suggest you check
food,
it out.
He serves food, you take one bite, and you're done.
But we were talking about sports.
I thought you were going to say, you know who built that? Me.
Well, technically, I did because Bill is just someone I gave a job to that didn't talk back to me. That's why he's famous now.
We were talking about sports, and everyone's getting amped up, obviously, for the Euro with Ireland now advancing to the Final 16.
We call it the Sweet 16.
I thought it would be fitting that you know we play the official Euro 2016 song.
The war cry.
Of Ireland, called the Irish Roar.
The battle cry.
So here it is. Let's see if we're
stand up and salute the flag.
There we go.
Euro dreams, quarterfinals, who'd believe? Packy saved Dave Mendes' scream, danced on tables, seas of green, Foyers on revenge, a sweet Ray Hutton and his magic feet.
And out for the shot, and it's
in South Korea and Japan, Robbie stuck the ball past Can, Poznan bound, we sang and sang, booting down the Autobahn, now it's to a different land, Hollandia and his team in hand.
Absolutely no question about it, and France have stolen the lead on aggregate.
Side of the screen. I wish you continued success, but like the skibbereen eagle, I'll be keeping an eye on you. So we leave it there, so okie doke.
The roar.
All right.
Hear him roar, boys.
Hear him roar. We're going to hear him roar pretty soon in France, huh?
Yeah,
or the plant. You know, I'm excited about this.
Don't jinx him, Bill.
Did you see the clips of the guy, the Irish fans serenading the French girl?
No. Yeah.
There was that.
The Irish fans are actually getting a lot of press.
Yeah, they're like taking over. I mean,
they're quite friendly. I just read a report of they dented a guy's car because they were pounding
on it. I saw that,
and then they fixed it.
Yeah. But there were also a lot of, I guess the Russians have been real hooligans.
Yeah, they're bad.
And the Irish are setting a great example, which is pretty
cool. The English.
I don't know. We don't have to get on them.
Punks.
Yeah.
They're not doing it being nice either.
I'm very excited about this.
It's
Euro
good. Get
stuff,
into
man.
It.
Yeah. We got 4th of July. We got the Euro. What else is going on, Pat?
It's different than the Euro you're usually used to, which is the meat, the sandwich.
I don't know. We were talking about, I was thinking of Conor McGregor, and have you seen the rumor that the UFC has been sold? It doesn't say yet, but $4.2 billion.
To Trump?
Is what it's. I bought it.
I'm
it's
fighting.
Mine.
You know what? I'm getting in the ring. I don't care anymore. I just want to put someone in a headlock. I hope. Yay, whatever. Does that mean he's going to fight or what?
No, I mean, it's been, there's rumors circulating that if the UFC is sold, it's going to be like completely restructured. They're going to get rid of Dana White and a lot of the other things are going to change. Hopefully that's not the case. I kind of like how the UFC's run right now.
He'll still, yeah. Conor will still fight. He'll fight in the whatever, some nonsense league if he has to.
Well, when you're, you know, doing the UFC or if you're playing.
It's owned by two brothers, the Fertitta brothers.
If you're playing in the Euro, you know, things can get smelly.
That's right. Right.
And things can get smelly and lots of smokes. Lots of smoke around fireworks, too, in this 4th of July.
That's right.
You know, you're going to want to clear your house out of
that
dog
smell.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Yep.
So as we edge closer to summer in Chicago, my friends at Fresh Wave want you to know it doesn't have to be a stinky one. If you have kids running to sports camps or summer school, the dog spending most of his time outside rolling around in the grass, it can all add up to odors in shoes and sports equipment in the car. You chauffeur everyone around in, or pet bedding. Odors everywhere. Count on Fresh Wave natural odor removing products to keep you out of the odor zone. Like our listener, Mary, who recently said, "One sniff of Fresh Wave products and I was a believer."
Oh, Mary.
The best part is Fresh Wave keeps everything smelling fresh no matter what's going on around. Fresh Wave products are made using only simple, pure, and natural ingredients.
Yep.
No masking fragrances and 100% safe. Available at Bed Bath & Beyond, Ace Hardware, Target, Whole Foods, Mariano's, and The Container Store. To find your nearest retailer, go to FreshWaveWorks.com today.
Do it.
Yep.
Billy, it's your turn to read the Fresh Wave spot. Make sure you don't fumble through it now.
Yeah.
Come on, do it quickly, Ben.
Yeah. But now that we've done Fresh Wave, we do have some other commercials we have to get to, and we'll be back right after these short messages.
Big Guy Sausage is located at 7021 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn, right across from DeJewel's. We serve blue-collar gourmet food. That means Italian sausage, Polish sausage, Chipotle sausage, bratwurst, hot dogs, burgers, Italian beef and sausage combos, prime rib sandwiches, bacon-wrapped cheddar brats. Hey, what else you want? We got it. You ain't gonna leave here hungry. We're right down the street from Fitzgerald's. Come on by Big Guy Sausage after the Hooli's Hooli or before. Or call 708-317-5213 and we'll have it delivered or ready for pickup. Ask anybody who eats here. It's awesome. Big Guy Sausage on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. Big Guy Sausage, sorry, we don't serve weenies.
A vending machine? Sure. A parking meter? Okay. A slot machine? That's kind of the point. There are some machines that you have to pay to use. An ATM shouldn't be one of them. With total access checking from your Wintrust Community Bank, every ATM nationwide is free, even ones outside the network. With the fees you'll save, go on, buy a candy bar from that vending machine. Get our total access special offer at wintrust.com/TAC. Members FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
And welcome back to the Hooli's Hooli, 1240 AM, WSBC. We're just kind of winding down the show here. I want to let everybody know, hey, there's still time for everyone to sign up for the Francis O'Neill Irish Arts Week for kids and adults. Join the Irish School of Music of Chicago for their 6th annual Francis O'Neill Irish Arts Week, June 26th through July 2nd, back at the Irish American Heritage Center. So that would mean tomorrow. You can sign up. I'm sure there's still spots available. Sign up for tomorrow. It'll start tomorrow. You can probably walk in the door and sign up right then. This amazing week brings in master teachers from Ireland and all across the U.S. to teach traditional Irish music, singing, and dance to children and adults. No experience necessary. Everyone can participate. Kids as young as 4 years old can participate in the Kids Day Camp, where they will learn Irish music, singing, dancing, arts and crafts, and Gaelic sports. There's a special performance ensemble group for teens and many adult workshop options available, too. Give your kid or yourself a fun summer to remember and a leg up on becoming the next Liz Carroll, Michael Flatley, or Sharon Shannon. A $30 discount on Kids Day Camp or adult packages by entering discount code Hooli, H-O-O-L-E-Y. For all event information, visit irishmusicschool.org or call Kathy at 773-412-5082. That's once again, visit the irishmusicschool.org or call Kathy at 773-412-5082.
There you go.
Do yeah. it, because I'm joining, because I want to be Flatley. I want to get my Flatley.
I want to play
I'd
the
love
fiddle.
To be Michael Flatley, yeah.
So I'm just looking at this kind of bracket for that Euro thing, Bill.
Uh-huh.
And if Ireland beats France,
right,
and England wins their game,
uh-oh,
it'll be an Irish-English showdown for
oh,
ages.
Baby. That Imagine. Would be nice.
Yeah, I could be into that.
I could be way into that.
But there are a lot of things that have to happen before that, so.
Crazier things have happened,
That's
though.
True. The Cleveland Cavaliers are NBA champions.
You know, wouldn't it be fitting for Ireland to beat England in the 100-year anniversary, you know, since 1916 in the
I
Euro?
I think it would
That'd be.
That'd
be great.
That would be great.
Take
so
that.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah.
What's on tap for the weekend for you,
Bill? Just a lot of work, as always, keeping busy. I'll be at the good old Carlton Hotel Friday and Saturday night. And as we're actually listening right now, I would have worked last night. So mm-hmm. I'll be there tonight. As you radio listeners are listening to this, I'll
You're
be there.
Slinging drinks?
I'll be slinging
hotel.
Drinks, yeah.
Clay, what's on your agenda? Anything cool?
No, nothing cool. Just
nothing
you know,
cool.
Nothing.
Now
cool
you gonna
at
wear
all.
Shorts? Put some shorts on. Get a haircut.
I'm gonna wear some overalls this weekend.
Ooh, well, those
no
are back
shirt
too.
Underneath.
Yeah, that's hipster mode.
Yeah,
I've seen that.
Maybe that's yeah. psycho mode. If you do that. But no, nothing. I'm gonna spend a lot of time with my kids and
meditate before your Guns N' Roses weekend.
Yep,
begins.
And prep. Do a lot of prep work.
Hey, what do you got going on?
Nothing.
It's the end of a sales month, as always. It's always crazy. This will probably be a crazy week for both of us.
Yeah, I've moved into the marketing side of sales, so hitting my bucket is a little different than it used to be.
Okay, that's nice. So,
yeah.
That's a marketing sales type of shirt you have on.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
This is my Mr. Mac shirt, as you guys said. Yeah.
Mr. Marketing.
Mr. Marketing, get your marketing shirt.
Yeah.
Honey, can you put the marketing shirt out
I'll get
for
you a
work
cloth
in the
tie
morning?
For your birthday.
Cloth tie. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I forgot to mention this.
Creative guy tie. Right?
The Irish American. I don't know what they call it. The Taste of Ireland or Irish Fest or whatever at the Irish American Heritage Center has got to be coming up pretty soon too. I got to look up the dates on that. I'll talk about that next show.
You know what's coming
that's
up?
Always a great time. That's usually the weekend after the 4th of July, I think.
You know what's coming up?
What?
The Crack with Cooney and Keane.
That is coming up. That's
right after this program. We're winding down here. We're at about the 30-second mark. That's also sponsored by Hibernian Transmedia and our friends at McCann's Irish Oatmeal and Fresh Wave. I encourage you to stick around and listen. If you want to find past archived episodes of the Hooli's Hooli, this wonderful show about nothing, you can find it
at
www.
Yeah,
sometimes
it's about stuff.
It's about all things great.
It was about technology this week for
technology.
The most part.
Technology.
Shorts, you know. Imagine. Yeah.
Imagine. Jams. You got to wear get
imagine
some jams.
The possibilities. Shorts.
Get some jams. what do I wear?
Shorts. Oop, there's the southern guy. He came out.
Yo.
Right at the end of the episode.
Yep, yeah. These pants are real long.
You can find archived episodes of the Hooli's Hooli at www.freecrack.com. I thank you for listening. Until next week.
See you later.
Go, Bye. Lads.